anything is possible at any time. It's just a matter of if you're going to put the work in or not. And I think this year was a big win for me because of just honesty with yourself. And like, if I can do this, literally anyone can do it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Actually, we are back with the last episode of He Said, She Said of 2021. Don't panic. Not the last one ever. Maybe actually some of you were celebrating, but the last one of the year. And we thought it'd be fun just to do a very informal, not that any of our episodes are formal, but a very informal episode that kind of emulates how Lori and I end our days. But instead, this is how we're ending our year with you guys. Oh, apparently Bananas wants to be a part of it too.
He wants to say hello.
Yep. So at the end of every day, Lori and I go for a non-negotiable walk, as you know, and Bananas. So I guess it was appropriate that he barked right there. And we'll do three wins each at the end of the day. And then we'll just wish well for somebody we care about. Sometimes it's someone we care about. Sometimes it's even an acquaintance that we came across for the day. And so I thought it'd be fun to wrap up the year with talking about one win for the year each that we're most fond of. And then sending you guys our one wish for you each for 2022. I really think that there's power behind sending people wishes by sending people like, you know, manifests that you want for them. So let's start with the wins. Lori, what would you say one of your biggest wins was this year that you're grateful for?
I would say that my biggest win was raising $2 million from 54 female investors.
Heck yeah, it was.
If you would have asked me even last year, I think I was telling myself the story that I was not smart enough with numbers in order to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that proved to me that I am capable of doing anything or putting together the team or delegating or hiring or seeking the help or making the phone calls or making the meetings in order to get anything done. And that whenever I am stuck in a story, it really is just that. It's that I'm stuck in a story and for some reason I am choosing it because I don't actually want to put the work in. And I think that was the biggest win, was knowing anything is possible at any time. It's just a matter of if you're going to put the work in or not. And I think this year was a big win for me because of just honesty with yourself. And like, if I can do this, literally anyone can do it. And yeah, I think that was it for me. Just that that rippled and spiraled into so many other things in my life that it made me say, if this is possible, anything is possible. And it really trickled into all areas of our life. And I watched it, how it expanded, how I thought about everything. Like, why do certain things have to take a long time? How can things go quicker? It's really once you do something big like that, you'll watch how you question, you can start to question everything.
We are taking a quick break because clearly you are a podcast lover, which is why I can't wait to tell you about my friend's podcast, which is a awesome pick-me-up that you need to subscribe to. Y'all know I'm a health nut and business junkie, and one of my favorite places to get all my wellness hacks and entrepreneurial motivation is my friend's show, The Angie Lee Show. She's a dear friend of mine who has seen so much well-deserved success and has such valuable advice to offer. You guys, she's a college and corporate dropout. I love that so much because she's proof that no path is linear. And she believes that curiosity is your compass. What began as a health blog in her college dorm room blossomed into an international brand that helps thousands of women. The Angie Lee Show is for the dreamer, the multi-passionate, the creative, the curious, the ADHD, the go-getter, the side hustler, and the ambitious. Angie has a refreshing take on entrepreneurship that will make you both laugh and cry tears of relief. If you have a dream tugging at your heart, which I know you all do because you listen to this podcast, but you're not sure where to start, this podcast is the perfect place. Recently, Angie has been talking all about ADHD and how so many entrepreneurs seem to struggle from it. Getting diagnosed later in life, her mission to normalize ADHD is beyond admirable. It's not a conversation many people are open to having. You can always count on Angie to bring light to those taboo topics. Every week, she's going to give you hacks to crush it as an ambitious woman, find your purpose, optimize your energy, and turn your ideas into income. You can find Angie's podcast wherever you get your podcasts and search The Angie Lee Show. Follow her on Instagram as well at The Angie Lee Show. You will absolutely love her infectious personality as much as I do. You guys, let's get back to the show.
I love that one. And I just got to piggyback on your win real quick or comment on it. Because of your win, because you invited 54 women investors to the table and said, hey, men are typically having these conversations. I'm only accepting women investors so that they can start having these conversations. Mm-hmm. I have watched in one short year, at least 5 to 6 to 7 women in our lives that we know go out and open a fund and raise money to get their ideas, their dreams off the ground that they didn't even have on their radar in terms of raising money before this.
Yeah. Like I didn't know that that was going to, I knew that that would eventually be an effect of what I was doing.
Like a trickle down effect.
But I had no idea that it would literally be immediately after.
So actionable.
Actionable. Yeah. I had no idea. And I think that's what I want you all to understand is that people are watching your every move, and something that you do that you made possible for yourself that felt otherwise impossible before is now possible for someone else. It's like when Richard Bannister broke the record for running the mile.
Yeah,
and all mile. Of a sudden, was it 3 people that year also broke it?
Yep.
And I just find that fascinating. Like, I know we were watching just the Packer game yesterday and watching all of the different records throughout the years and how the numbers were a lot lower earlier on. And as every year goes by, these records keep getting broken and keep getting broken.
And
the numbers
bigger.
Go bigger and bigger and bigger because someone else says that happened. That is possible. Why couldn't I do one more? Why couldn't I do that too?
I love it. I love it. I think one of my biggest wins for the year that I'm grateful for is how at the end of the year, all of a sudden, we just rolled into a season of abundance. Everything from selling our home 1 year later for a $2.1 million profit to some investments that we had planted seeds in earlier popping to some brand new opportunities all of a sudden popping that were relationships we worked on for a long time to me clearing the path, clearing the runway to be able to get my new fintech app off the ground and finding my strategic partner, Matt, and that. I would call it the last quarter of abundance in this year is like multiple other years added together of abundance. And if I could share anything about that win, It's not about the windfall that makes me so excited. It's the reinforcement that if you just keep planting seeds,
yes,
may take longer than you want, but all of a sudden one day a storm will come through and all of those seeds will sprout at once. And holy shit, is it amazing when they do.
You know, we were on a walk the other day and I was I know it's shocking, one of our two walks a day. And we were talking about how you just plant these seeds every day, all day. And some of them sprout, some of them don't, but they kind of all equal this storm of doing the right thing or doing the smart thing. And, you know, we were even talking about maybe why people, just looking at why people have come into our programs. Why did people come into Fast Foundations? Why did people follow us with network marketing and come on our team? Why did people invest into my company? And it's because of all of these different decisions that I make every single day where I choose to be disciplined or I choose to sacrifice or I choose to focus and learn something instead of maybe doing the easy thing. And it's not that life has to be continually hard, because I do have a really great life, but there is a lot of work and effort that every single day I make sure I'm disciplined in certain areas or do something to move the needle forward, or we make choices in order to be those reliable people. Mm. Like every single thing that I do is to show up consistent and to show up reliable for people. And I think you and I, if we've done anything else, it's that we have followed through on our word.
Yep. Yep. I love that. Our consistency. People know they can bank on us. They know they can count on us.
And that's something I would say, that it's not only planting seeds. It's truly just...
Oh, there's bananas going again.
It's being that person that people know that they can rely on.
So the other thing that I thought would be nice to do was just like at the end of every walk, when we say someone that we're grateful for or we wish well for someone, I thought I would love to kind of send everyone who's ever listened this year, kind of send our best wishes for them. So what's one thing that you wish for the listeners going into 2022?
That their faith is multiplied this next year and they take a bigger risk in going for that thing that they know they were put on the planet for, and that all of their angels and friends and networks appear because of that one action of starting to really take those steps forward, because they get that little glimmer of faith, that 5 seconds of faith.
Oh, I love that. I'm having trouble with this one, narrowing it down to one wish for all the listeners, for everybody that has, you know, invested their time in listening to us, which I'm so grateful for. I think mine would have to be this for 2022. It would be to stay the course with insane intensity and passion for wherever it is you want to go, regardless of the circumstances. I don't care if you have the right or wrong people around you at the moment. I don't care if you have the right or wrong knowledge. I don't care if the economy is going well or not well. I don't care about any of those things. Whatever you want to make happen, I swear to God, can still absolutely and utterly certainly happen. And all you have to do is stay the course with intensity and with focus and with passion. And so my wish is that you would find that next gear, that you would find those blinders, that you would find the ability to shut everything else out and be able to literally see nothing other than what it is you truly want for your life, and go out there and kill it and drag it back to the cave by the end of 2022. That's my wish for everybody.
I love that. And you guys, you know, of course we all want these outcomes and these things in our lives, and we want to see our life in a certain way, but you have to do it because it's also just the type of person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And that you want to be for other people. And some days that's the only driver I have is, you know, I'm only motivated by, well, if it's for no other reason, because maybe those things aren't showing up for you in the timely manner that you would like, because they usually do not. So it's really got to be for the reason that you just want to be the person, you know, that you say you are, or you want to be a certain type of person. So you guys, we're sending you so much love. We're so grateful for you. Like truly, truly, Chris and I will be on walks, and sometimes it's like, I feel like we kind of feel all of your energy all at once, because it's like the craziest gratitude that we get to be the people that we want to be only because you are here and you listen.
Yep.
And we're beyond grateful to have you now and in the new year. And we can't wait to serve you more and take you along on the journey as well.
I love it. Beyond grateful for you guys. Love and appreciate you. And let's lock arms. 2022. Here we go.